join my K's player coach Dave Leeworthy after this afternoon's 3-2 defeat at home to Leatherhead. Dave, obviously yourself, you were missing, I guess, through fitness today. Is that right?
Yeah, I think playing the two games in 3 days might have been a bit too much for me, and me and Stuart had a chat about it and just were sensible about things, and you know, Stuart decided to go with Reedy and Niall.
Apart from the forward line, Stuart shuffled the pack today quite a lot. Was that enforced through injury, or do you think that's a reaction to some of the players who let him down Saturday?
Yeah, I think it was forced. I think Stuart, you know, saw what happened on Saturday, and you know, the boys didn't perform, and I think it was inevitable there were going to be changes, and I think Stuart would agree with that, and I think it had to be done because, you know, we are going through a little bit of a bad patch after we thought we were just going to turn it round, and we need to get out of this patch and really quick.
Why do you think it took us to 3-0 down before we started really playing?
In general, since I've been here, I've noticed that we're very slow starters. Very, very slow. Over the last couple of games, I would say we are looking too easy to play against. Too easy. We're conceding bad goals, soft goals, easy goals. And I think we're not working hard enough to stop them goals. You know, I've been here 4 months now, and I've seen the talent that the boys have got. It is there, it definitely is there, and I can assure people that, and I think they know that in general, but obviously it counts when you cross that white line and get on the pitch, and that's when you let your feet do the talking. And unfortunately, you know, we're not quite there with that at the moment. I mean, if you get 6 or 7 players playing well, you're giving yourself a chance of winning a game, but at the moment we've probably got 6 or 7 who are not performing, and you're not going to win many games of that. To be fair, at Dulwich I thought we were just turning the corner because we ran them close, then we got the victory against Molesey. Then we should have really beat Burgess Hill away, and we made a little few steps forward there, small steps forward, but obviously in these last two we've taken about 3 or 4 back, and it's gone back to square one again, and we've all of us have got to have a look at each other, to be honest, everybody involved, from the managers, staff, down to the players, everybody here, and we've got to start taking responsibility on our own shoulders, roll our sleeves out and get ourselves out of this.
I asked Julian on Saturday when we lost 3-0 to Maidstone, did he think the squad was good enough to challenge for promotion? I mean, if I could ask you the same, do you think we're good enough to challenge for promotion?
Personally, I do think we are, but we're not performing at the moment to what I know that they can. I mean, I've worked with these boys since October, and I can see what they've done and what they're about. Put it this way, when I first joined Simon, I looked at the team. When I joined, I was just here to help out and get myself fit. And I looked at the games and I thought, I won't get in this team, even if I wanted to. Because it looked good side. But now I'm looking and I'm thinking I can. And that shouldn't be the way. It shouldn't be the way these boys should be keeping me out week in, week out. And that's how it's gone. When someone like myself, regardless of age, should be coming in and taking people's places. It shouldn't happen. And at the start, and that's the way it's gone. And it has gone a bit topsy-turvy since I've been here. But, you know, there has been some games when you think, yeah, these boys can play a bit. But you know what it's like? You've got to put consistency in, you've got to put hard work in, and then things will turn around for you. And I just, you know, I think all them combinations into one, and we might start winning some games, but it's got to happen soon.
Can I ask you about your role at the club? I know we've chatted in the bar, but just for on the record, what's your role in the club at the moment?
Well, the first thing when I joined it was basically... was basically as a coach, to come down and help out with Stuart and Harry, and also to get fit. I wanted to get myself fit, and obviously I knew Stuart, I knew Harry and a couple of players, and I just started training, and basically Stuart just said, look, I think you could help out, you know, your experience and your influence on the players. I'll sign you as a player just in case. Excuse me. And it has come around to that, obviously, that in, you know, in circumstances I've been needed, but I think, you know, I've walked around the dressing rooms and I walk around players out on the pitch as well individually and speak to them and try and give my influence, you know, what I can see and what I know, and I think they're taking it on board, a lot of it, but you know, their own personal performances, they've got to have a look at themselves. You know, we can give them so much input, but I think personally they've got to start looking at themselves now, and I think if they're honest, that they would say that they're underachieving big time, and that's the major thing at the moment. They're underachieving as players.
What about the management team, which obviously you're a part of? Do you have any say in team selection or substitutions that go on or anything like that during the game, or is it all Stuart? Is he the main man?
No, Stuart is the manager, and it all comes down to him. He'll speak to me, he'll speak to Harry, but at the end of the day, obviously Stuart's the manager, and you know, he'll make the final decision, and we respect that. And to be fair, Stuart rings me during the week. He'll speak to me before games, he'll speak to me after games, and we have good chats about things. And we, you know, we as a three, if you like, we know where certain things are going wrong, and we're trying to put them right. Stuart's point, we're trying to put them right. But you know, people are probably looking around now and think, you know, we have got to put it right sooner or later, because these teams above us have got games in hand, and we need to start winning and quickly, because we just don't want to get sucked down towards the bottom two. We need to be up there. You know, there's a lot of games left, and yes, maybe a few weeks ago the playoffs were looking, you know, that's what we want to achieve at this moment in time. We, you know, if we want to get there, we've got to get our fingers out and start working a bit more.
If I can ask you about one of the substitutions today, at three down, Martin Lee put in two brilliant crosses from the left wing, and we pulled two goals back. About 5 minutes after that, Stuart put on Glenn Boozy and moved Martin Lee into the middle of the park. Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. I think I was just warming up at the time. I'm not really sure about that one. That's just obviously down to Stuart. Like I say, he makes decisions. I think personally, when we started to throw bodies more forward, I think maybe, because if you look at the end, there was times where we had a three in midfield and four up front. I think maybe that was just it. We were just going to go for it, which we had to, really, to try and claw something back out of the game. I think maybe that is probably why he done that. And it did look like at one stage we were going to claw it back, but you know, if we're honest about it today, you know, I don't think we would have deserved it overall, an overall game, if we're honest. And that's what I think Stuart's looking from the lads today. You know, he's been in the game long enough. I have, so have Harry, so a few of them boys, really. They've got to start being honest with themselves now and go away and think, you know, what have they put into the game today? Or what have, you know, could they have put them more in what they'd done a week ago against Molesey, or 2 weeks ago, or whatever, against another side, you know, when they played well? They've got to start looking at that side of their game now. And like I was saying, a lot of it is, so it's just down to hard work and just grinding results out, and we might have to do that. But we, you know, the playoffs at the moment is what we want to achieve, and I'm afraid, you know, the boys, I think they'll agree with me, we've got a lot of hard work to do, but let's hope they're up for it, because I am, on Stuart and Harry are definitely up.